Radio City Talk. My name is Mick Coyle. We've spoken a lot recently about cancer treatments and the impact that cancer can have on people's lives. We're going to speak now to an organisation which has been born out of New Zealand, but it's finding its way to the UK. They're called Pink and Steel, and cancer rehabilitation is very much the name of the game. We've got Sue Bintley-Baygott with us in the studio, who's one of the practitioners, alongside Lou James, all the way from Auckland in New Zealand. Come on now, Lou, you'll have to explain. What's the link? What's the connection between you guys in New Zealand and being here in Liverpool?
Well, cancer affects people all over the world, and the struggles, the worries and the fears that cancer brings to people and their families is actually the same all over the world. So it doesn't matter that I'm from New Zealand. You know, the impact of cancer is the same in the UK. And I'm really excited to be here to talk about the impact that cancer rehabilitation can have on the lives of people. And we've got some wonderful physios all the way here in the UK and in Liverpool and on the world. So it's great to be talking to you today.
What sort of things do we talk about when we talk about cancer rehabilitation? If we talk about cancer treatment, people will presume chemotherapy, radiotherapy and things like that. The work that you do is slightly different, but presumably has a big impact on people's lives.
I think you're exactly right. People focus on the treatment. It's all about the treatment, and then no one really thinks about the recovery after that and the rehabilitation after that treatment. So the treatment's becoming more and more effective. More and more people are living longer with cancer, surviving cancer, but they're not necessarily living well. And so physiotherapist has a really key role in the rehabilitation to help people get from their treatment to living and getting back to the things that they love. So without cancer rehabilitation, there's a lot of unnecessary suffering. There's a lot of unnecessary disability that people don't realise that rehabilitation could help. People don't necessarily realise that physiotherapists could help someone that has had cancer. So that's a big part of my role.
Tell me, Lou, what let's talk about the science of this one and the facts. What are the things that are happening to the body as you go through, say, a series of cancer treatments, which then need work on at the end of that? So maybe the cancer goes, maybe the cancer's still there, but it's a manageable cancer. What's the body gone through? What's it missing now?
So that is varied depending on what type of cancer you've had and what treatment you've had. So if you've had surgery to remove the cancer, which often happens, then the rehabilitation might involve the joints and the muscles around where that surgery is. So if you have surgery to take something out, you know, then you need to strengthen the muscles around that joint, get that arm moving again so you can use that arm like it used to do. The other treatments can, like radiation treatment, again, they can help to mop up some of the cancer cells, which is great, get rid of it so it doesn't come back. But then that can cause a whole lot of restriction and movement problems if left untreated, can then affect the way people can move their bodies. Also, the chemotherapy has a systemic effect, so it affects your whole body, affects your cardiovascular system, affects your respiratory system, affects every, you know, part of your body. And so the rehabilitation side of that is to help people that become very deconditioned, become fatigued, have the energy and the strength and the stamina to get back to what they used to do. So it's no point having all this treatment to cure people of cancer, and then they can never get back to working fully.
Well, I imagine a lot of people who would think, well, of course I feel like that because of everything I went through with my treatment, that they'll presume that actually that's in many ways one of the side effects, that of course their arm doesn't work in the way that it used to. But what you're saying is there are other opportunities there to live well beyond cancer.
People can make progress, and I think that they often lose hope, they often lose confidence, they often fear the worst, but people can progress from after they've finished the treatment to get stronger, gain more confidence and get back to some of the things that they love. A lot of people just accept, I've had the cancer treatment, that's my lot. And that's one of the things that I find really sad is there's a lot of people suffering out there with a whole multitude of side effects from the treatment that they just don't realise that someone could help them with. And one of the great things about physiotherapists is they have time to sit down and discover what these problems are, and they're movement specialists, so they assess your body, your whole body, the whole impact that it's had, and then they design the rehabilitation completely around what's important to you. So is it important to you to get back to work so that you can provide for your family? Then we will focus our rehabilitation on that. Is it important that you get back to play golf? Yes, it is. So we find that a lot of the times the medical treatment, people lose hope. They lose hope of the future. They don't even think they can get back there. And so when we help them progress, it builds so much confidence again in their lives, which is fantastic.
We've got Lou James with us in the studio, founder of Pink and Steel. It's an international organisation moving to the UK, moving to the Wirral and Merseyside as well. Give us an example of, without naming names, Lou, people that you've worked with, things that you've seen them do beyond cancer. When they come in and they think, well, I'd love to do this, I wish my body could still do this, what sort of things have you been able to see?
I've seen some amazing transformations of people that have been totally deconditioned and totally fatigued and hardly able to get off the couch, going off and doing all sorts of things, from an Ironman. I've seen someone that got to do an Ironman after we'd seen people. But even really little things, sometimes it's not the big things, it's the little things of just being able to, oh, I can do this independently again. One guy recently told me that after cancer treatment, he was so depressed, he was fatigued, he could hardly get to the letterbox and back. And once he started his rehab, he was able to go and watch his son play soccer for the first time. And he said what that did for his confidence was amazing. And when he first came to see us, he could walk for about 5 minutes without just about keeling over with fatigue. And now he does at least half an hour a day. And so just those little things, I think, those little transformations are amazing. But there's no limits, you know. People now affected by cancer are going off to compete in professional sport again, or some of the people do things they've never done even before their cancer, which I think is amazing.
Let's bring Sue Bentley-Bagot into the conversation. So you can understand, can't you, if somebody's put their body through a cancer treatment, months and months, or maybe over years and years, you can understand at the end of that of just thinking, oh, you know what, fine, my body doesn't work the way it used to, I'm just glad to still be here. That's a kind of understandable attitude to have, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And a lot of them do think like that, and they do think that, well, you know, I'm lucky to be here, I'm really grateful for the treatment that I've had, and you know, well, it is what it is. But as physios, we're saying that's not acceptable enough. You know, we can get you better than this. What are your goals? What do you want to get back to? And you can progress way beyond where you are right now. And that's the skill set, I think, that we have, is that we can move those patients back to the goals that they want to do.
I guess as well, from your point of view, in terms of dealing with those individuals who've gone through such a terrible time, that have been in the darkest of places, that there's an opportunity. You're not just saying, well, we're just reacting to a cancer now. You're talking about what are your hopes and dreams and aspirations. What do you want your body to be able to do?
Absolutely. That's
quite a big mind shift to have, I think, for some people, isn't it?
It is. And that's why I think we're very privileged as physios. We have time for them. We have time to sit down and unravel some of those things and look at how their mindset is working. And, you know, to actually try and change that round a bit, to say, do you know what? There is hope beyond here. And that's what we can help you with. We can set those goals with you. We can progress you into those goals. We can go way beyond what you thought you could do. And I see that in my clinic. And I see those patients coming in and they're very sort of narrow with their thinking. But actually, give them time, move them on that pathway in a very sort of slow but graded way, and they can get back to it.
And Lou, as you've taken the sort of the idea around the world, which countries have been more open to it? Have some countries gone, oh, absolutely, this is a big gap in our sort of treatments at the moment. There's a big need for this sort of thing. What sort of things do you hear from different nations?
I think the thing that surprised me is how a lot of countries are struggling to bridge this gap. So there's a lot of research out there. There's a lot of evidence now to show that exercise and physical rehabilitation has a huge impact on people. And there's more and more research being done, but the implementation is not there. So we're really about implementation, actually getting what's out there in the evidence happening in little communities. And so physios work in little communities all over the world. So it's the physios really that are grabbing this and going, you know, I can help my communities. And so the UK is slightly behind New Zealand in this, but you're catching up. We've got about 60 physios now throughout the UK, all the way from Scotland and Northern Ireland and in the Wirral and here in Liverpool. So you're all spread out. So it's gaining traction all over the world, which I think is great. But I think the key thing is that the physiotherapists are bridging the gap between the medical treatment and and the gym, and getting back to where you want to get to. So going to the gym's great, but the research is showing that most people affected by cancer are less active after their cancer treatment. They're not getting back to it. So they actually need some help and some guidance to get there, and that's what the physiotherapists can do. And a lot of it is actually the relationship and the connection they develop with that person, to actually give them the confidence of, is it safe to move? Yeah, it's fine for you to do that, because sometimes their family members wrap them up in cotton wool and say, no, you know, I don't think that you should do that. Whereas we tell them what they can do, and that's really, really empowering.
It's Pink and Steel, so Pink with a C as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you type that in for sort of local inquiries as well, Lou James, the founder, and Sue Bentley-Bagot with us in the studio. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.